Dinosaur tracks reappear in San Antonio, a glimpse into prehistoric life. The Texas sun beat down, much as it did millions of years ago, but this time, it illuminated a different kind of wonder. In San Antonio, recent heavy rains and subsequent drying have unveiled a breathtaking spectacle: the reappearance of ancient dinosaur tracks. These aren't mere geological curiosities. They are tangible echoes from a time when giants roamed the Earth, offering an extraordinary window into a long-lost world. For residents and history enthusiasts alike, this event evokes a profound sense of connection to the distant past. The tracks, primarily those of the theropod Acrocanthosaurus and the sauropod Sauroposedon, are remnants of a vibrant ecosystem that existed approximately 113 million years ago, during the Cretaceous period. Imagine these colossal creatures, their massive feet pressing into the soft mud of ancient riverbeds, leaving behind an indelible imprint that has survived the eons. The Acrocanthosaurus, a formidable predator standing up to 30 feet tall, likely stalked the floodplains, its three-toed tracks a testament to its powerful stride. Nearby, the gentle giant Sauroposedon, a long-necked herbivore that could reach heights of 60 feet, would have left its distinctive, rounded impressions. These prints are not just shapes in the ground. They tell a story of life, death, and the daily rhythms of a prehistoric landscape. The discovery, particularly its recent reappearance, is a stark reminder of nature's persistent ability to reveal its secrets. While these tracks are known to exist in the Dinosaur Valley State Park near Glen Rose, their presence in San Antonio, specifically at the Friedrich Wilderness Park and along the San Antonio River, has brought this prehistoric heritage closer to home for many. The intermittent visibility, dependent on rainfall and erosion, adds a layer of mystique, transforming a visit into a hunt for these ancient signatures. This phenomenon is a compelling intersection of paleontology and hydrology. The Palaxy River, which feeds Dinosaur Valley State Park, has long been a site of significant fossil discoveries. However, the recent tracings in San Antonio highlight how dynamic geological processes, such as erosion caused by heavy rainfall, can expose previously hidden fossil sites. The drying process that follows then solidifies these impressions, preserving them for us to marvel at. It's a delicate balance where water both conceals and reveals. These tracks serve as invaluable scientific data, allowing paleontologists to study dinosaur behavior, locomotion, and the environments they inhabited. By analyzing the depth, shape, and spacing of the prints, scientists can infer the weight, speed, and even the social interactions of these ancient animals. For instance, the presence of multiple trackways in proximity can suggest herd behavior or territorial disputes. Beyond the scientific significance, the reappearance of these dinosaur tracks is a powerful cultural and educational moment. It ignites curiosity, particularly in younger generations, fostering an early appreciation for natural history and the vastness of geological time. It's a visceral connection to a past that often feels impossibly remote, transforming abstract concepts of deep time into concrete, touchable evidence. As San Antonio experiences this fascinating natural event, it's a call to explore, to learn, and to appreciate the deep history etched into the very land beneath our feet. The ephemeral nature of these revealed tracks only amplifies their value, urging us to witness them before the elements reclaim them once more, reminding us that the Earth holds countless stories, waiting for the right moment to be told.